here's the news. The Ministry of Industry of Indonesia aims for Indonesia to become the world's leading producer of halal products, citing the industry's vast potential as evidenced by export transactions reaching $64.11 billion in 2024. Deputy Minister of Industry Faisal Riza stated at Halal Indo 2025 Expo event launched in Jakarta Monday that Indonesia's position in the global Islamic economy continues to improve across various sectors. Quoted from Antara, the said progress is reflected in the State of Global Islamic Economy Report 2023-2024, which shows Indonesia has moved up one rank to the third place behind Malaysia and Saudi Arabia. The Central Board of Indonesian Hockey Federation, PPFHI, is preparing its male and female hockey athletes competing in the 2025 Asian Hockey Championship or 2025 AHF Cup for the 2025 SEA Games. Quoted from LRI.co.id, the 2025 SEA Games will be held soon, and Secretary General of Indonesian Hockey Federation, Yasser Arafat Saidi, in Jakarta on Monday said the federation must prepare 6 teams to participate in 3 disciplines at the 2025 SEA Games, namely Indo Hockey, Outdoor Hockey, and Hockey 5. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan putus pada hulu.
are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Lido waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Manyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Manyuwangi. There's not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket at the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Lido Waterfalls in Manyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Voice of India.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote from Sukarno. Listener, Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous for as a charismatic founding father, with the eyes for the future and good opportunities. And listener, that's quotes of the day. So in the middle of the tariff set by the POTUS or Donald Trump, and it quite made the whole world is quite focused about that in terms of economy. But the good news is coming for Indonesia, because some companies from South Korea have expressed their interest in channeling additional $1.7 billion in capital to our country. And this was announced by the Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, after accompanying the president in the meeting with representations from 19 South Korean companies recently at Mandalika Palace in Jakarta. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, one of these companies are Lotte Chemicals, which is preparing for inauguration of Indonesia's largest petrochemical factory, either in September or October this year. And according to the minister, President Prabowo has given green light to the company's plan to partner with state-owned enterprises affiliated with the Antara Investment Agency. And some other companies showing their interest to invest more in the country included the KB Financial, Hinamoto, which has invested in cathode and nickel production in Central Sulawesi. And then there's also KCC Glass, which opened a factory in Central Java, and then Elek International and SK Plasma. And the minister also said that Indonesian government greatly appreciates these investment plans, which are expected to help develop a stronger industrial ecosystem and, of course, generate new job opportunities for Indonesians.
Yeah.
Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia. Also, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store. Dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich, spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while kentang refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal kentang not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past, typically served with rice or lontong. This dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal kentang is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon. Listening to a story about Indonesia's special traditional music instrument called kolintang. Stay tuned, and I will serve his voice on Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, kolintang is a traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood with ear rings and three fighting heads. At a glance, kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java, but the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play. Kolintang is quite heirloom of Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, musical performance. According to the history, kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered the Minahasa land, kolintang is not functioned as a complement of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was therefore by using two banana skins. Kolintang has begun to use resonated clay since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base, which function as a resonator. The wood which is used
fingers on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers or Gordon's chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, Gordon's got his own chord which is beaten together. But for pulling down bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs to stick. Today the function of pulling down is more varied, either played to a company dance, song, or in the orchestra. In a pulling down performance, all kinds of instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only a 6th instrument are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from Nord Sulawesi. I'm Nicole Kosmawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian IT Paragraph for today, let's listen to Pulling Down Rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Indonesian minister of information for the period of 1969 to 1976.